Welcome to Our View with your hosts, George and Lisa Hernandez. Each week, listen in as George and Lisa talk about their RV and travel adventures all around the world. George and Lisa travel in their 40-foot Class A Tiffin motor coach and tow their Jeep Wrangler, always looking for fun and adventure.
Hi, welcome back to Our View. I'm Lisa Richard Hernandez.
And I'm George Hernandez.
And we are going to tell you all about our trip to Alabama this week.
The Gulf Shore of Alabama.
Yeah, well, we did the Gulf Shore in Mobile Bay. As a matter of fact, we're still over here on the west side of the Mobile Bay while we're recording this podcast. But the first place that we decided to check out was Fairhope Motor Coach Resort. And that is east of Mobile, about 20 minutes east, actually.
Yeah, and it was really beautiful place, kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, so Fairhope Motor Coach Resort is fairly small. It's got 57 lots. The developer's still building some. They have whole casitas. The casitas are beautiful. If you check out our social media, you'll be able to see some videos of the tours that we did. Really amazing what 500 square feet looks like when you put a living room and a full kitchen and a bathroom, and it's really all you need.
Yeah,
and
I was ready to buy. I mean, it really is all the space that we need.
Yeah. I was really, really surprised at how cool that was, and the developer did a great job. They're very high-end finishes and look like just like anything that you would want in like your really nice, luxurious, regular size home, but just shrunk down into 500 square feet. So it was really nice.
Yeah, all the finishes were beautiful. The designs were beautiful. I loved it. I think between a 500 square foot casita and your RV, you got more space than you'll need.
Yeah, especially for, you know, when you're trying to downsize and retire or whatever. Now, just about the little town of Fairhope is very cute little area. We drove into the town. It's got like sort of a main street with different restaurants and a whole bunch of boutique shops, like not a lot of chain stuff. And then you're just about 20 minutes, I guess, depending on traffic. A lot of people complain about the traffic around Mobile, just kind of what we've checked from the locals. But Fairhope seems to be the kind of cute little quaint city area. So if you're staying at the Fairhope Motor Coach Resort, you're just about 10-15 minutes from the little downtown, George. So they do sell lots there. Julie Stewart was the on-site agent there, and she was kind enough to show us around to some of the different things that they had. Their prices, they range from just a, you know, like a basic pad with the pergola for around 140. Well, they got one for 134.9, and then all the way up to like a lakefront with a cottage on it to 389.9. What you really get for that 389.9 is, I mean, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, and all the lots are really big.
Yeah, and there's a little like lake. They call it a lake, but kind of like a water feature, and the lodge is really cute. So we really enjoyed that, and I would definitely go back and stay there. It's on 28 acres, and you can still buy in there and build something new if you'd like. So check it out if you're in that area.
Now, I will say they did have a couple strange rules that we would share with you. If you're not an owner, you can't use the swimming pool.
No, you can use the pool. You just can't use the clubhouse.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, you can use the swimming pool.
You can use the swimming pool, but you can't use the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So. My misunderstanding.
Yeah, and you can only have 6 people on your site, but that's pretty standard.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, and they were super friendly, had a great easy check-in process, and the on-site agent, like I said, she was great. So if you're interested in that, check it out.
A nice, big, easy-to-get-into spaces. Road was nice and wide, easy to get into your spot, easy to hook up, and they were very helpful in getting us in.
Yep. So we stayed there for 2 nights, and then we moved down about an hour and 15. It was about an hour and 15-minute drive south to the Gulf Shore area, And we stayed at Heritage Motor Coach Resort and Marina on Canal Road. That's actually in Orange Beach, Alabama. And it's also a fairly small resort with 79 motor coach resort sites. All of them have coach houses. Yep. And Wi-Fi. And they had a very nice clubhouse with a pool that with an infinity edge that overlooks the water right there. Heritage Motor Coach Resort, we stayed there for 3 nights over the weekend and got to really go around and explore the Gulf Coast area. And that was actually, I really enjoyed that. The water on the Gulf Shores of Alabama is very clear blue water with white sandy beaches. We did go to the tourist place called Florabama. It's on the Florida-Alabama line. If you want to get your toes sandy and listen to some country music, they've got like 5 different stages. One side of the road you can pull up in your boat, and they've got chairs outside and music and a couple, they call it the Florabama Yacht Club. And I think that probably is where the song Redneck Yacht Club might have came from. But all these boats pull up there, which looked like super great place to have a boat.
Yeah, it looked like so much fun.
So much fun. And, you know, people were drinking Bushwhackers and all kinds of stuff they have there. So super casual, like barefoot nation for sure.
Yeah.
So we really enjoyed that little, we spent an afternoon there and had some cocktails and sort of toured around a little bit, got some t-shirts.
And the other side had a big stage where we listened to some music for a little while. And
yeah, they had like three or four more stages over there.
Yeah, the place is really big.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand why it's kind of like a destination place.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you're into that kind of thing, that's definitely a cool place to check out. We also celebrated our 7-year wedding anniversary while we were down here. So we had a fabulous dinner at
Voyagers.
Yeah, really nice restaurant and a hotel here. We had steak and delicious oysters. Like
4 different kinds of oysters. Oysters Rockefeller. What were the other ones?
Some kind of like garlic butter, like garlic parmesan. Just like 4 different flavors, and they were all really, really good, and it was something different that we experienced, but really enjoyed it.
Yes.
So we had a very nice, so I guess it's got sort of everything from the, like, you know, barefoot, cut-off jean, tank top, bathing suit, sandy toes, beach bar to, you know, get dressed up and go to a nice restaurant. We were happy with both ends of the spectrum in the Gulf Shores area. And
Voyagers is inside the Perdido Beach Resort, so it's inside a hotel.
Yeah.
And they had a very nice view. The service was incredible. I really enjoyed that meal.
Yeah. We've got pictures on our social media of that also, if you want to check it out. The first night we were at Heritage Motor Coach Resort, we cooked out. Our friends Chris and Tracy came with us from Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort, just kind of doing a little bit of research, because all our friends in the RV lifestyle, like, we all see each other all over the country, and you get to kind of know people, and people travel from one resort to another, spend different times of the year in different places,
meet up in different places.
Like, we've got some friends in Alaska right now that I've just been following. There's 4 of them from Hilton Head, and they're doing a trip to Alaska, and I'm just like, oh, it's like on my bucket list. So hopefully we'll get them on a podcast one day here. But yeah, so we wanted to just, when people talk about the different places that they travel, we want to know and understand our industry. So for me, and being in real estate, I asked Tracy to come with us and to kind of just get the lay of the land and what they're getting for RV places over here. At Heritage Motor Coach, where we stayed, which we really enjoyed, it was very beautiful. We didn't get to see the inside of a casita there. They were about 400 square feet, I would say, on average.
Yeah, they were a little bit on the smaller side, but each lot had one.
And they had like a pavilion with the outdoor kitchen. They all sort of had the same thing, but it was a really pretty, and right there on the water.
It was a very nice design for the space that they had. Remember that little walkway that they had?
Yeah.
Right down the middle of all of the casitas.
And the casitas have like brick on the bottom. It's very charming, and they left some trees, so there's like a little bit of shade and greenery. So it was really nice. And you got a breeze from the water.
Yeah, I think they did a very nice job, with the space that they had.
Yeah.
They maximized it.
And those lots, I'm looking at their sales sheet right here. It looks like the lowest price one was a $375 with an open floor plan. And then the highest price one was $529 with an open floor plan. So it probably just goes by the finishes and what water views you have and whether or not it has a boat slip with it. It looks like at $529 it includes a boat slip. They have one for $430, $410 with a boat slip. So just to kind of give you an idea of prices of, you know, what you get over there. So while we were visiting, we went and saw Buena Vista Motor Coach Resort, which is also a new motor coach resort in Orange Beach, Alabama. And they've got some new development going on there. They're adding on to it. So we wanted to kind of get a feel for what those were. And they had like a pool with a lazy river. And
that was the first resort that we actually saw the option to have a pool on your own lot.
Oh, yeah. Like one of the lots had like a little tiny dipping pool
on
it.
Just perfect size.
Yep. So its own private pool. And then some of them had like giant coach houses that look like a castle, almost like a Mountain Falls. And then they had some other smaller casitas. So they're still selling there. They're in pre-sales, it looks like, for sections 4 and 5. The lots, just interior lots that are just plain lots, it looks like, are around $239. Sites that face the Gulf State Park are $269. And then completed sites, this one says it has an observation deck outdoor kitchen for $369. This one has a lake view outdoor kitchen fire pit for $349. So, kind of gives you a little bit of idea. There wasn't any ones that had a casita on there that that I see on their sales list, but, you can contact Jim Winton in the office at Buena Vista for more information. We'll try to put all these in our show notes for you, but, if you want to be closer to the beach, that was a great location and it looked like they had a lot of flexibility in what they were selling and what your options were for building it up.
And you can't get any closer to the beach than where they were.
Yeah, I think that was the closest one that we visited.
Yeah, I think they were literally across the street from the beach.
Yeah, because then we went to Beltair, which has been around for a while. I don't have their sales sheet handy, but it was you could get those lots, I think, for like around $100,000, $115,000, a little bit, maybe up to $300,000 with the casitas on them.
Was that the one with the...
They have orange driveways. All of the... They have like painted concrete. So that one's been around for a little while. It's a little bit more inland. So we did see that one. And...
That was nice, but like you said, it was a little bit older.
Yeah.
Not quite as new and flashy and luxurious as the
Yeah. So the other ones. There's a lot of competition on that in that area of Alabama, that Gulf Shores area, with owner motor coach resort lots, which I thought was very interesting. In Hilton Head, South Carolina, we're like one of the only places I even know of in South Carolina that you can actually own your RV lots. So, especially at a resort type town, you know, there's campgrounds, of course, but to be able to own your lot is different. And here in Alabama, there seems to be quite a few, because in addition to all of those, there's also a bunch of actual just campgrounds too. The campground and RV lifestyle seems to be very popular around here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were everywhere.
Yeah, I've never seen so many.
Especially when we hit the east coast of the west coast of the bay.
Yeah, so we really enjoyed our stay over there on the Gulf Shores, and I highly recommend that if you're
In the area, or
planning a trip. There's a lot of nice places. If you have more questions, we'll try to put all the links to the places that we went. One of the other places we went over there, which was kind of sort of a little bit off the beaten path, but it was a big, huge, beautiful resort, was called Lake Osprey. And they allow fifth wheels also. And then they have these huge casitas, like... They're really almost like a tiny home. I mean, they were like 1,000-something square feet, full-size kitchen, full-size bathroom, you know, king-size bedroom, like really, really nice.
Yeah, those were those were really big and nice, and the lots again were decent size, and they had that, they had some on the lake too, right?
Yeah, like the, it's like man-made lakes through there or whatever. Yeah. So everybody kind of has sort of a view of the water, which I really like. And we met with a salesperson there. She was great. And she drove us around and showed us all the places and the lots for sale. And let's see, I think those started the basic lots. I think those were like 100 to 115,000, and then all the way up to like 400,000 for the ones with the casita or small house on it.
Yeah. But I mean, those are, yeah, like you said, small house. That's what I would call it.
Yeah, it was almost like a tiny home.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, you didn't even need a coach. Like, the people that we talked to, they were so cute. They were like, no, we just park our motor coach here and we just live in the casita. And then when we want to travel, we just, you know, travel.
Yeah, they live in the casita. And
yeah. And yeah.
When they want to go, they take the fifth
They said
wheel.
They take care of our grass. They take care of everything. It's like having a condo, but you get to park your motor coach there.
And they had nice facilities. The clubhouse was nice. The pool was a very nice, decent sized pool.
Oh yeah, very, very, very nice. And they're almost sold out there too. So she said she's only got like 10 lots left. They're part of a larger group called the Roberts Resorts. It's like corporately owned or whatever. So
yeah, they've got locations all over the country, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I that was one that was, I thought, very interesting because you could have a fifth wheel there.
Yes.
And you can own.
Well, a lot of the ones here allow fifth wheels and pull behinds too, which we really haven't come across an area that allows that, but here it's very common.
Yeah. So once we came over to the west side of Mobile Bay, so we're in Theodore, Alabama right now, and that's where we're staying at Homestead RV Community. Now, you can't own here. It's just a camping campground. But of all the places that we've visited around in this area, the Homestead RV, it was the only one that we found with like large paver lots that are, you know, really big rig friendly. But even here, we are probably the only Class A. Like maybe there's four Class A's out of 100.
I don't even think there's four. I think there's, yesterday there was three because I counted them.
Yeah.
The rest are fifth wheels and some pull behinds.
Yeah. Yes. But it's very, very neatly kept and well maintained. There's no pool or real amenities here. They pride themselves on their great Wi-Fi. And we did stream Netflix last night and had no problem.
Yeah. So that's they've got 5G Wi-Fi.
Yeah. If I was going to say anything to the negative, I would say there's just no trees or landscaping. I mean, there's grass between each lot. But it's 100 degrees out and there's no shade at all. So
I mean, there's actually no amenities, right?
They'll deliver a hot tub to
your site. Oh, yes. That is one cool thing. They will deliver a hot tub to your site.
Yeah.
And we've seen several lots with the hot tubs.
Yeah, and they have a little fishing lake and I've seen a bunch
of
kids.
But they don't have a pool. They don't have a clubhouse.
Yeah. No.
This is just bare minimum.
Yeah. Ed Brigman is the owner of Homestead RV Community, and you can check him out online. Got a lot of YouTube videos and stuff like that. So I think it's
and it looks like he's got a lot of potential to grow.
Yeah, it looks like you could really grow this area.
Yeah.
So this is very close to Paradise Found RV that we did a interview with Ty Engler from. That's going to be developed right close to this west part, and they're going to have 279 ownership lots available there. They just broke ground this weekend. We drove by and saw the signs on Dauphin Island. And then we went down to Dauphin Island to visit Dauphin Island and see what that was all about.
Yeah, that was pretty
It's very
rustic.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, part of the island is brand new because they must have gotten wiped out
from a hurricane. They said there was a recent hurricane. So, like, if you go, like, say you're going south to Dauphin Island, if you turn right heading west on the island, it's almost all like newer constructed homes on stilts and white sandy beach.
Yeah, it's like really powdery white.
Beautiful white beaches. Yeah. And there was a lot of, like, we drove to the very end, and I think it's like $10 a day to park or something. And
yeah, everything was reasonable. And you can get a sticker to park in the...
Yeah, like one side of the island is the ocean and the other side had boats, boat docks. Like the houses had docks. And boats everywhere here. I feel like if you live in this area, you need to have a boat or bring a boat.
This is big time fishing area. I mean, everything is about fishing. Fishing. They have big fishing tournaments here.
Yeah, there's a big fishing rodeo down here. Yeah,
there's boat slips everywhere to put your boats in. There are marinas everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're a big time fisherman, this is the place.
So one thing that we really noticed, like when we drove through all the campgrounds that are around here, because there really aren't any that you can own, just campgrounds. It was like fifth wheel, truck, boat. I mean, everybody, like I would say probably 50% of the campers had also a boat.
Yeah.
And from what we kind of gathered from the people that run the places and the managers that we stopped to talk to and visit with, basically said, you know, people basically come here and use it as a vacation home for the summer, I guess. Park their RV here and keep it here. They do monthly rentals. One of the places we went to visit, Bay Palms RV Resort on Dauphin Island Parkway, super, like, I mean, it had a nice pool in the middle, but the sites were like super tight. There was 131 sites in there, and we probably saw 5 Class A's.
I don't even think there was 5. It was a lot of fifth wheels, a lot of pull behinds, and like Lisa said, everybody almost everybody had a boat. So I think people bring down their rig for the summer and just rent the spot for a couple months and just leave it there and then just bring their boat and come down here for the weekend or for however long. But this is definitely their summer vacation getaway.
Yeah, and those lots rent for $900 a month is what the ladies told me.
And the place was packed.
There wasn't anything available until August. Yeah. Was literally packed.
Downside to that is it was packed, and I mean packed like sardines.
Yeah. Like George was like, if you had ever brought me in here and tried to get me to park, I'd be so pissed. But I don't know, they got him in. So
no, they got him in. It's super tight, and it's not that one particular place. Just I'm sure we could get a Class A in there, but man, it would be hard.
Yeah. So if you're coming to this side of the Mobile Bay, I would definitely stay in your Class A or a big fifth wheel. I would definitely recommend this Homestead RV community where we're staying at now. And if you're looking for a more luxury place, I would definitely say until Paradise Found RV Resort is open, which will be next year, and it'll be the very nicest place probably to stay on the west coast of the Mobile Bay, I would say go to the Gulf Shores side if you're a Class A luxury traveler, for sure.
Totally agree.
Yep. I mean, we were having a difficulty finding like great, you know, places, restaurants or anything where Mobile is only about 20 minutes north of us, but it's not like you're going to get a Uber from here or anything like that from the Homestead RV community in this Theodore area. I think you're going to...
Well, from what we've heard, Ubers are pretty non-existent on this side.
Yeah. Where we got Ubers, I mean, it took a little while, 15 minutes or whatever when we were on the...
But I would say that's typical in any beach town.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, it was a busy weekend. Yeah.
And right outside, right near where we were staying, there was some construction going on, so tacked that time on also. So, but definitely on this side, I doubt you could get an Uber.
Yeah, it's like two different worlds. So I would definitely say that people complain about the traffic over on the Gulf Bay side, the Gulf Shores, that Orange Beach area, that whole area. People are like, oh, the traffic. And I've learned from living in Charleston, South Carolina, that when people complain about traffic, that's all relative. Once you go to Miami, then you know what traffic is.
Oh,
or LA,
or
you know,
LA or New York
or Atlanta, then you really know what complaining about traffic is. So I would compare their traffic complaints to probably our Charleston traffic complaints, where if you've been around here for a long time, you've seen so much growth in the area, you're like, oh, my God, the traffic.
But for us, we
didn't really notice it too much.
I think part of the problem, too, is you've got Mobile sitting right between the two shores, right? So yeah. In order to get from one shore to the other, you got to go through Mobile, which is a city.
Yeah.
So you're going to have city traffic.
And then part of the problem is when you're going into the city, you have to go through this two-lane tunnel, right? It's two lanes, three lanes?
Yeah, it's a two-lane tunnel. Right. So you got to go through the tunnel to get to this side.
Yeah.
And if you want to get back to the other side, you got to go through the tunnel. Now, there is a ferry that runs from Dolphin Island to Gulf Shores.
We haven't.
We were at the terminal. We saw the ferries. It looked pretty cool, but unfortunately, they were closed that day. I really wanted to try it.
I think it might only run on the weekends. I'm not sure.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. A lot of things.
We'll look it up and put it on the notes.
Yeah, it was a Monday, so even some of the restaurants around here are only open Wednesday through Sunday.
Now, let's talk about restaurants. So, on this side.
We went to the River Shack today. You can check that out on our social media. The food was good.
The food was actually really cool. And that is, see, I'm surprised. That's like right up your alley.
River Shack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of dark, dungy.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it
too. It's like a dive bar.
Dive bar.
With outside picnic tables and ceiling fans and
we talked to the bartender. And
Super casual.
She said every night they have music. Tonight they have karaoke. I might have to take Lisa back. But it's so that was 20 minutes away from where we are now. Just to give you an idea that there's not a lot here.
Yeah, the other place we went to
Pelican Reef.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, the food is
like
really good.
You know, fresh seafood served in a basket, kind of a thing. Not nothing gourmet, like nothing fancy.
Nothing.
At all. Like you're in plastic chairs sitting out on the water.
The cool thing is you can go in your shorts and flip-flops and have a great time.
Yeah.
There's nothing to get dressed up about. We did go to one. Do you remember the name of the restaurant that we went to on Dolphin Island?
Pirate restaurant.
Yeah, that I said to Lisa as soon as we like walked into the place, I said we just stepped back into the 50s.
Yeah.
It's the kind of place that in the 50s, they used to build hotels that had circular pools with like little changing areas around the pool.
Yeah.
They weren't cabanas yet. And that's exactly what this place looked like. And inside, they had a newspaper clipping of when the hotel opened, and it was in the 50s.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's a hotel. I think it's just a restaurant.
Right. They have events and stuff out there, I think. Yeah, I mean,
it was really cool.
It's right on the like golf course that's out on Dolphin Island, which.
Okay, so here's the golf course. You pull up to this little shack. They've got five golf carts outside.
Was that it?
Yeah, you pay whatever the price is and go play golf.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I didn't see a clubhouse. I didn't, you know, but it's a small island. I'm sure it's just fun to get out there and hit the golf ball. They did have some really cool dunes right around that restaurant.
Yeah, again, I mean, it was beautiful. I took some pictures and white sandy beaches, very sort of undeveloped, I guess, would be very natural setting.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah, it was beautiful.
Super cool if you want to just get away and sort of be away from everything.
But there were probably what, four restaurants on there, maybe, if that.
Maybe, yeah, five, six. I mean, there's a pizza place. There's a couple little bars.
There's two big hotels, which I'm sure get packed for the big fishing tournaments.
Yeah.
And plenty.
I mean, there's places to put your boat in all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, there's a boat's ramp like every couple hundred feet.
Yeah. So like if you want to come over to this side and just have a chill, super casual, laid back sort of get away from it, all that place, this is it. And you know, we drove into Mobile for dinner and it's 25 minutes and there's no traffic.
No, it was nice.
Yeah.
So you got Mobile 25 minutes away, and from this side, you've got Biloxi and the casinos about 54 minutes away. We did not make it out that way as of this podcast, but
We'll hit that next time we come out. Yeah,
for sure.
Come out to this area. Yep. So that's pretty much it. I mean, we went around to some other like campgrounds around here. There wasn't a lot to write home about. Definitely do your research if you're coming through this way. I think a lot of people look like they might live in their RV. A lot of full-timers, it look like.
Well, there's that part of the industry. So if you're looking for a vacation rental, do your homework, because there are a lot of places here that unfortunately I would consider more of a trailer park than a RV park.
Yeah.
You know, the fifth wheel that is up on blocks and has a roof over it.
Like they built a parking carport over the top of their fifth wheel, you know? So, you know, we talk about luxury resorts most of the time, and that's where we go when we travel. There's nothing wrong with the other places. I mean, obviously people like that and that's what they do. So we're not putting them down by any means, but it's just different. We don't want
our listeners that are
used to going to luxury motor coach resorts be like, what? This is like, doesn't hit the...
Right. Those people are living there.
Right.
And we talk to people that are on vacation.
Yeah.
Like
that Paradise Found RV resort is going to be like the nicest owner place over here at all. It won't be like a trailer park at all.
By far. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And it'll have the marina. So then 120 like boat like slips, not just slips. It's like 50 slips, but boat storage. So people won't have like their camper and their boat on their one little camping
right
pad.
He's gonna have boat storage, RV storage, and it's all gonna be separate from the campground, so no, you know, you don't really see it.
Yeah So that'll be great. So we did go do some drone photos of that today and kind of see the development of that. I love seeing things from the ground up. I've always been a before and after type person, so
excited
to see how that all turns out in the end.
And we'll keep you all posted.
Yeah. So that was all about we have to say for our trip to Alabama Coast. And I'm sure there's things we forgot. But if you have any questions, we're going to put as much as we can in our show notes. Follow us on our TikTok, RV Luxury RV Lot Lady. And we have rviewpodcast.com is our website where we have links to everything that we've talked about today. And we'll upload our fresh photos. And our next podcast, we've got to talk to you all about our trip to the BVI. We did a bareback boat tour with three other couples in a catamaran around the British Virgin Islands for 7 days. And that'll be its own podcast in itself.
That's going to be a good one. We had so much fun.
Yes. I mean, we could probably talk about that for days, but we're trying to stick to our RV info to get you guys.
I think we're gonna have one of the other couples that was with us on the trip so we can have a nice conversation. And
so many things to talk about.
Reminisce.
That.
Yeah, that may be a two-part podcast, because there's just so many cool things to tell you guys about, so many beautiful places that we saw, and I don't know if we can fit it all in one podcast.
I don't know. Yeah, that was fun. So stay tuned for that if you're looking to plan a BVI trip, or maybe you will be planning one after you hear how great it was on our podcast.
Yes, and we'll give you all the info of who to contact.
All right, thanks friends, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Our View. Don't forget to drop us a line at rviewpodcast.com. That's the letter R, viewpodcast.com. And like, subscribe, and follow us so you don't miss out on our next adventure.